Before you learn to code or program your brain and nervous system with your desirable high-achiever behaviors, it is important that you acquire a greater understanding of how your sensory processor works. Knowing precisely in which areas of the brain certain kinds of mental processes occur will help you to improve your brain coding ability. Functionally, the brain is divided into two sections, the left cerebral hemisphere and the right cerebral hemisphere. The hemispheres resemble a walnut shell. Knitting the two sides together is a 4-inch long body of closely packed fiber called the corpus callosum, a structure of nervous tissue and fiber that acts as a bridge for the transfer and sharing of electrical impulses and information that travel between the left and right cerebral hemispheres. For your reference, the brain with its two hemispheres and corpus callosum is graphically illustrated in your study guide. In the late 1930s, brain surgeons attempted to control epileptic seizures in some of their patients by severing the corpus callosum, cutting the neural bridge that unites the two hemispheres of the brain. In some patients, the seizures completely stopped, but more remarkably, the split brain patients showed no changes in personality, mental capacities, or behavior. Scientists had long thought the corpus callosum to be an important link to behavior and learning capacity. But if severing this major nerve pathway had no effect on brain functions, what purpose did it serve? In the early 1960s, physiologist Roger Sperry at the California Institute of Technology set out to solve the mystery of the corpus callosum, to discover its functions by testing people whose corpus callosum had been surgically severed. In eventually discovering its purpose, Sperry uncovered an even greater mystery. Man appeared to have two brains. Sperry designed research to probe the functions of the dual brain. For his findings, in 1982, he received the Nobel Prize. Sperry, in describing his findings, wrote, "Each hemisphere of the brain seems to have its own separate and private sensations, its own perceptions, its own impulses to act with related volitional, cognitive, and learning experience." Sperry discovered that man unquestionably has two minds, one specializing in analytical and verbal skills, the other adept in sensory processing and emotion. The left cerebral hemisphere serves as the thinking side of the brain. Its function is rational and logical thinking, reading, writing, arithmetic, and mental construction. The left side of the brain is, in essence, the thinking man. It handles the planning, organizing, and direction of the thinking being. The right cerebral hemisphere handles nonverbal functions and the processing of sensory information relating to sight, sound, touch, smell, taste, and emotions. The right side of the brain is the source of instinctive conditioned reflexes. The corpus callosum, Sperry found, allows both the right and left hemispheres to share information. It serves as a communications link between the right and left hemispheres. In this cassette, you will learn to input your goal statements, the sensory components of your goal, and their consequences into the appropriate areas of your brain. The brain coding exercise is an add-on to the oxygenation relaxation exercise. It begins only after you have completed the first phase of the oxygenation program, when you have graduated from the basic exercise to the intermediate exercise outlined in your study guide. As you recall, we suggested that the basic exercise in the oxygenation program should be a twice-a-day regimen for a minimum of 1 week. Once you are beyond this stage, simply add the following competence programming process onto the intermediate relaxation program. As we explained earlier in this cassette, the brain is divided into three basic areas: the left hemisphere, the right hemisphere, and the corpus callosum. These complement the three basic body zones: zone 1, the lower torso; zone 2, the upper torso; and zone 3, the head and facial areas. The zones and associated color cues for access into the brain are as follows for all right-handed people and some left-handers. Zone 4, the left hemisphere, whose function is rational thinking, verbalization, and construction. The color we associate with the left hemisphere is green. Zone 5, the right hemisphere. The localized area for the processing of sight, sound, touch, taste, smell, and emotional impressions. Its color association is blue. Zone 6, the corpus callosum. A band of nervous tissue and fiber that acts as a bridge for the transfer of electrical impulses between the left and right hemispheres. Its color for conditioning is violet. If you are a pure left-hander and your eye shift movements for visual and auditory processing were the reverse of the right-handed person, the functions of your left and right brains will also be reversed. For example, your right brain would process analytical information instead of sensory impressions. Your left brain would process sensory impressions rather than analytical and verbal detail. So in the following exercise, make the appropriate adjustments by reversing the visual and auditory eye shift codes and left and right brain functions. Before you begin the competence programming process, turn off your cassette recorder and complete the prescribed exercises in your study guide. Then, after you have completed the exercises, turn your recorder back on and we will continue. In the following exercise, you will use your eye shift movements. As you do, please remember that your eye movements should be slow, gentle glides. When you reach the appropriate position, hold it for only a few seconds. Then release and let your eyes return to their normal, relaxed position. In this relaxed position, you will be able to open up the appropriate sensory channels into and out of your brain. The important thing is that you first signaled your brain with the proper eye movement prior to sensory input and recall. Because the competence programming exercise is simply added to the intermediate exercise in the oxygenation program, you already will have taken all of the preliminary steps. You should be sitting in a comfortable chair or lying down on the floor or on a couch. You should be dressed comfortably in loose-fitting clothes with all binding or restricting objects removed. Here, then, is your basic competence programming exercise. Let's begin with the first step, relaxation, beginning with the lower torso. With an upper left eye shift code, key into the color red. Red is the oxygenation color for the lower torso. Recall in as much visual detail the picture of the muscle groups you colored red in your study guide. Glide down to a lower right eye shift code and scan the lower torso, right leg, left leg, and buttocks area. Gently move up to an upper right eye shift code. Mentally beam and flood the entire lower torso with the color red. Finally, move smoothly down to a lower right eye shift code. Capture the warm sensation of circulating oxygen-rich blood flowing throughout the muscles of your lower torso, dissolving and melting away concentration-sapping tension. Now let's go to the upper torso. With an upper left eye shift code, key into the color orange, the oxygenation conditioning color for the upper torso. Recall in as much visual detail as you possibly can the picture of the muscle groups you colored orange in your study guide. Glide down to a lower right eye shift code and scan the muscles of the entire upper torso, abdomen, chest, right arm, left arm, and back. Moving gently up to an upper right eye shift code, beam and flood the entire upper torso with the color orange. Then back down to a lower right eye shift code. Feel and capture the warm sensation of oxygenated blood dissolving tension in the muscle tissue of the upper torso. Now let's move to the muscles of the head, face, and neck. With an upper left eye shift code, key into the color yellow. This is the oxygenation conditioning color for the muscles of the head, face, and neck. Recall in rich, vivid detail the picture of the muscle groups of the head, face, and neck you colored yellow in your study guide. With a lower right eye shift code, scan the entire head, the scalp, forehead, and eyes, the cheeks, nose, and lips, the chin, jaw, throat, and back of the neck. Moving to an upper right eye shift code, mentally beam and flood the muscles of the head, face, and neck with the color yellow. And now move down to a lower right eye shift code. Capture the warm sensation of oxygenated blood dissolving tension in the muscle tissues of the head, face, and the neck. Let's now move into the three regions of the brain. Zone 4, the left brain. Zone 5, the right brain. And zone 6, the corpus callosum. With an upper left eye shift code, recall from memory the color green. This is the access and oxygenation color for the left cerebral hemisphere. Recall in vivid detail the picture of the left hemisphere you colored green in your study guide. With a lower right eye shift code, scan the left side of your brain, isolating it from the rest of your body awareness. With an upper right eye shift code, construct a mental picture of a green mist circulating around your forehead. Slowly breathe in the mist through your nose, filling your chest cavity to maximum. Hold the breath for a count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, slowly exhale. Shift slowly to a lower right eye shift code. As you exhale, sense a clearing and a mental sharpening of clarity and focus in your left cerebral hemisphere. Now, bring your eyes to the central focus position and let them naturally rest there for a few moments. With a lateral right eye shift code, mentally verbalize your goal statement and consequences you will derive when you achieve it. And with a central focus, bring the eyes to the center position, letting them rest. Now, let us go over to the right brain, your sensory processor. With an upper left eye shift code, key into the color blue. This is the access and oxygenating color for the right hemisphere. Recall with vivid detail the picture of the right hemisphere you have colored blue in your study guide. With a lower right eye shift code, scan the right side of the brain, isolating it from the rest of your body's awareness. Moving up to an upper right eye shift code, construct an imaginary blue mist circulating around your forehead. Slowly bring the mist in through your nose, filling your chest cavity to maximum. Hold the breath for a count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, slowly exhale. Glide down to a lower right eye shift code, and as you exhale, sense a clearing and a mental sharpening of clarity and focus in your right hemisphere. Now bring your eyes to the central focus position, letting them naturally rest there for a few moments. With an upper right eye shift code, visually construct in clear detail the visual element of your sensory goal statement. With a lateral right eye shift code, mentally hear in precise detail the sounds associated with your sensory goal. Now with the lower right eye shift code, feel in vivid detail the body sensations associated with your sensory goal. Moving to a 10-degree upper central eye shift code, sense in vivid detail the sensations of smell associated with your sensory goal. With a 10-degree lower central eye shift code, sense in vivid detail the tastes associated with your sensory goal. Then, with a lower left eye shift code, sense the powerful emotional feelings associated with your sensory goal. Let the emotions bloom and expand within you. And finally, slowly move your eyes into a central focus position and relax them for a few moments. Now you will join via the corpus callosum, your left brain's verbal goal statement, with your right brain's sensory goal impressions. You will do this by pre-living the realization of your goal in full sensory detail. With an upper left eye shift code, recall from memory the color violet. This is the access and oxygenation color for the corpus callosum. Recall in vivid detail the picture of the corpus callosum you colored violet in the study guide. With a lower right eye shift code, go deep within your brain and mentally sense your corpus callosum, isolating it from the rest of your body awareness. Scan the area from the front of your brain to the back, from the top of your brain to the bottom, and from the left side to the right side. Glide upward to an upper right eye shift code. Construct an imaginary violet mist circulating around the forehead. Slowly inhale the mist through your nose, filling your chest cavity to maximum. Hold the breath for a count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then, slowly exhale. As you exhale, move to a lower right eye shift code and sense a sharpening of concentration, clarity, and focus, a feeling of unification between the left and right hemispheres. With a central focus eye shift code, let your eyes rest for a few moments. Then, still centrally focused, pre-live the goal as being realized in its full sensory clarity, in as much precise detail as you possibly can. Involve all of your imagination and senses. Generate emotion and feel the emotion overtake your mind, body, and senses. In conclusion, while you are in a central position, slowly reverse the colors, working down from violet to blue, blue to green, green to yellow, yellow to orange, and orange to red. After you recall red, slowly open your eyes and slowly shake out your arms and legs. You will feel rested, relaxed, and vitalized. You should continue this competence programming exercise for a period of 1 week, twice per day. This will allow your brain's sensory channels to become grooved and will allow your mind enough time to associate the colors with the appropriate areas of your brain. This will take approximately 1 week for this conditioning process to occur. Then simply with the activation of a color, with your eyes in the central focus position, you will be able to have access to any area of your holographic brain to store and replay your images of success.